Well, hey there. You're listening to World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. I am in for Talia Schlanger. Today, wasn't it me who said, oh, there'd be a price to pay, and I won't feel bad at all when the hero takes fall. The Bangles were one of Los Angeles's premier bands in the 80s, but they were also part of a tightly knit community of LA musicians called the Paisley Underground. To hear Vicki Peterson describe it, it was counterculture.
We're wearing our, you know, 60s vinyl mini dresses, and, you know, these girls are looking at us like we're complete idiots. We were kind of outcasts to start.
Recently, several of those bands reconnected to cover each other's songs in a project called 3x4. We'll talk to Steve Wynn of Dream Syndicate, Danny Bonair of The 3 O'Clock, and Vicki Peterson of The Bangles about Paisley Underground. First, let's get started, though, with a performance of Talking in My Sleep, originally performed by Rain Parade, now covered by the Bangles for World Cafe. You're listening to World Cafe. That's a performance of Talking in My Sleep, originally performed by Rain Parade and now covered by the Bangles. It's for a new project called 3x4, celebrating the music of the Paisley Underground. And here to talk about it today is Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Vicki Peterson of the Bangles, and Danny Bonair of the 3 O'Clock. Welcome all to World Cafe.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Steve, for listeners who are unfamiliar, in your words, can you describe Paisley Underground?
Well, it was a scene that started in L.A. in 1982 around three like-minded bands, the Salvation Army and the Dream Syndicate and Bangs, and very soon after the Rain Parade, just a few months later, playing, I guess if you had to, I would say playing a 60s influence psychedelic, garagey type of music at a period of time when nobody was doing that. So we were an island unto ourselves in LA at that time, and we found each other.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've read that I found so fascinating is it's not just a sound in your mind. You called it a movement. Can you tell us a little bit about why you feel that?
I would say it's not a sound because the bands were all very different, each finding their own corner of that kind of sound. But at the time, let's put it this way, even though the four bands had different takes on that kind of music, we were so out of step with what was happening in the mainstream that we may as well have been like joined at the hip.
I want to follow this up with a question for Vicky. I mean, Los Angeles had some incredible music at that time, and in the context, we're coming out of the 70s Laurel Canyon scene with Jackson Browne and Joni Mitchell. And meanwhile, this punk scene is emerging with bands like X and Black Flag. Did that contribute or affect at all the forming of the musicians of the Paisley Underground? Was that a response at all in that way?
I'm not sure it was a response. I think because the timing of it was sort of... as the punk movement and what was going on with those bands was sort of calming down. We're talking early 80s,
yeah.
And at this point. So LA itself and the Sunset Strip and what was going on there was kind of turning more into hair bands. And so, you know, Debbie and I walking across Sunset to go to the Whiskey, and we're wearing our, you know, 60s vinyl mini dresses, and, you know, these girls are looking at us like we're complete idiots. And because, you know, that's what we loved, but again, we were kind of outcasts to start.
Interesting. So finding your own niche in LA, which is so stylized in a lot of ways musically to begin with, to sort of find your own niche, that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Danny, from the 3 o'clock, when I envision, like, you know, LA being hyper competitive, was there any competition or did you witness any of that within the bands that were part of the Paisley scene?
Well, me personally, jealousy is not a trait, so I'm the person that always believes anything that happens is just a good thing. So I felt, you know, when it started, a lot of it was just sort of surprising. You know, for the 3 o'clock, you know, we would go and play, you know, some gigs. Like, we went to, I remember, Orange County, and we showed up, and we didn't know if there'd be 10 people there, and there were like 800 mods.
Wow.
And we were like, what is this? So I think at first, I think every band started saying, like, I don't know, more people were showing up at shows. And I think that was just a good thing. And I don't think any band here really knew where it was gonna go, you know, that if we'd sell records or people would care.
Of course not. And we did. We went to each other's shows, and, yeah. And even if we weren't on the bill, we were in the audience. Yeah.
It sounds like there's so much joy and camaraderie, and I imagine there was a lot of celebration when bands from the underground, you know, had their chance for some mainstream success. Like when the Bengals' Different Light came out in 1986, it had 2 top 10 hits. I imagine the groups felt like, hey, this is our scene breaking through. This is our music making an impact, right?
Definitely.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. What'd you guys think?
I really felt that way. And I mean, and you guys, you know, I mean, you, the EP got a lot of success,
yeah.
But then that first album came out and all over the place when that came out, and it really did so well. And I was excited. And this is not, you know, being a Pollyanna style on the whole thing or whitewashing, but I think we all the way through the whole time, we're excited for each other. When 3 o'clock, when you are making records,
went
and getting
to Paisley Park.
Went to Paisley Park, which I thought was so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh my God, they're on Prince's label. That's amazing. And things like that, where you just felt happy.
Yeah,
because,
that was cool.
You know, I think we never lost that feeling that we, even though over time more bands came along that played the kind of music we loved, and now it's, you know, lots of bands do it. It's not so unusual. But I think we still felt all the way through, like, this is something that we believed in and did when nobody wanted to hear that kind of thing, and that never went away.
I'm Kaleo. We're here with Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Vicky Peterson of the Bengals, and Danny Benair of the 3 o'clock, all part of a project celebrating the music of the Paisley Underground scene. The record's called 3x4, and we're going to listen to a song right now that was covered on the new album, the Dream Syndicate, with the cover of the Bengals, Hero Takes a Fall. Let's listen to it here on World Cafe.
Exposed when his crimes are brought to the light of day. Won't be feeling sorry on the judgment day. stories. You substitute with girls that tell you more. Suddenly your psycho fans are chanting at your door. We're seeing through you now. I've seen it all before, and I won't feel sad at all when the hero takes a fall. When the hero takes a hero.
That's Hero Takes a Fall, an in-studio performance by the Dream Syndicate, because they're covering Woo! The Bangles. Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Vicky Peterson of the Bangles, and Danny Benair of the 3 O'Clock are here to talk about 3x4, a super cool collaboration between their bands and also Rain Parade. You're listening to World Cafe. How'd Steve do on that, Vicky?
I think he had a sort of a unique take on that song, and perhaps he had a little bit of an inside view. I'm being very coy here. you say it, Steve.
Well, and that's the thing, that this has been you said we're not going to. You mentioned before we started this is not a gotcha interview, but you can feel free on this one because we this is as salacious as it gets. But Hero Takes a Fall, which was the first single by the Bangles,
of your first album.
Great song. I remember when it came out, and like we were talking about earlier, I was thrilled when I saw it going up the charts and thought it was the coolest thing. And at some point, while it was racing up the charts, I was told by our bass player, Mark Walden, who had, I think, friends, because he had friends in the Bengals camp,
yes, more,
who he was in regular contact with, he said, "Hey, Steve, I hear that song's about you." And I went, I said, you know, of course I couldn't go on Google for lyrics at that point, but it didn't exist yet. But I thought, okay, let's see. I won't feel bad when the hero takes off. Ooh, your mother told you stories. You slept with girls to tell you more. Really? Yeah. But it was. I remember feeling for a moment, that's harsh. But and then remember thinking, but it's a great song. And then I remember thinking, yeah, they're kind of right.
No,
in a way, because look, the thing is, like anybody who does anything when you're young, you get maybe overwhelmed by success that happens quickly, and mm-hmm. then things kind of either go to your head or confuse you or throw you off balance for a while. And I was like that, like anybody. I mean, and I'm sure there were things I did back then that I cringe when I think about now. And so it's nice to have it crystallized in a song like that. Now, the reason we're being hesitant and cagey here is not because of that story or the song, because we all stayed pals and we're all pals now. But I've from reading interviews about 3x4, from reading our own press, I hear the song is a composite and only partially about me.
It is a composite, Steve.
Is that really true?
I've made him hang on for like 30
years.
You know,
that makes me feel worse, actually. Yes.
It's all about you. It's only you.
Baby. Only the best lines are about you, Steve.
Thank you.
That's the attitude.
I would hope the worst lines.
Well, now that we have that cleared up.
Yes.
And by the way, it was fun playing this version we just did. Was with, actually it was kind of a Paisley All-Star thing, was with Danny Bonair on tambourine, Michael Quercy on bass, and Vicky and Susanna on guitars.
Oh, yeah.
So we had like the kind of, you know, the three of Banga Syndicate.
It was a Banga Syndicate.
I love that.
Yeah. That was fun playing it that way. So it got even more meta.
We're on the World Cafe. 3x4 is the name of the new album. It is a tribute. It is a celebration of the music of the Paisley Underground. And we're here with Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Vicky Peterson of the Bangles, and Danny Bonair of the 3 o'clock, all part of that scene. So, Steve, I want to know, who decided how someone was going to get to pick a song? Was there a draft?
There was kind of a draft. I don't think there were any battles. Everybody.
There was one battle.
What was the one battle? I don't remember now.
Who was going to do What She Does to Your Mind.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But this was sort of, and this, you know, I don't think it's really that much gotcha. I mean, Sue Hoffs was not paying as much attention to the emails, which I totally get.
Oh, here we go. We're off and running.
I totally get. No, I get it, because they were like a little bit overwhelming. And I think all bands pick songs. And then I think Sue reached out and wanted to talk to me, and she said, you know, I wanted to do that song, you're doing it. nothing weird.
Right.
But she said, I love Michael Curcio's voice, could I sing on it? And I was like, why couldn't you? And so she's like, well, that's great. And so that sort of put it to bed.
I think this whole concept of doing the record, covering each other, playing on the tracks together, made it more of what it is, more of a scene. And it's something we've all talked about, but I can't think of any other scene of bands that's ever done a thing like this.
You're listening to The World Cafe. We are here with Danny Bonair, Steve Wynn, and Vicky Peterson, all celebrating the music of the Paisley Underground. And we've got another one for you, a cover from the 3 o'clock, covering the Bangles, Getting Out of Hand. It's on World Cafe.
Yeah.
You're listening to World Cafe. That is the 3 o'clock covering the Bangles getting out of hand. It's here for the record 3x4, celebrating the music of the Paisley Underground. Along with the music of Rain Parade, we're joined here in studio by Danny Benair of the 3 o'clock, Vicki Peterson of the Bangles, and Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. Steve, a lot of folks have bought albums from all of these bands and have a very, very close affinity to them. What do you think the legacy, if you could wrap it up, of the Paisley Underground, what do you think that would be?
I think that we were in a way a thread in a way between music that happened in the 60s that we all loved, that a lot of other people have grown to love as well, all the Nuggets things and the garage 60s bands and the mainstream 60s bands, that whole thing, a bridge between that period and now, tons of bands that do it now. I think it's great when I hear bands like the OCs, who I like quite a bit, who are playing or White Fence, or doing stuff that's not that far removed from what we were doing. So I like to think that we were in that vast wasteland holding the fraying rope from one end, and I guess you can't pass a rope. That wouldn't work too well. But keeping the rope going to where it went next. I'll take that. That's pretty good.
And there are bands out there that obviously sort of reflect that sensibility that are working in LA right now, like you said, like the OCs.
Strangely enough, a lot of the bands that are keeping that going are LA bands. You're right. And think Ty Siegel and
yep, I'm a big Ty Siegel fan.
I mean, and it's kind of all in Orange County primarily too, which is interesting because maybe it's just an LA kind of sound. Who knows? Must be the sunshine and the traffic. Maybe traffic makes you psychedelic and the sunshine bakes it to a nice crisp. That's all I can imagine. Something like that. If I had to have a theory, that must be it. But so I like that. And it's really nice to see that the music we made has touched people kind of since we began. It's kept out there. So that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
We were so out of step with our times that we never became out of step after that. We just stayed properly out of step.
Timeless.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Excellent. Permanently out of
step. Out of timeless.
My guests have been Vicki Peterson, Danny Benair, and Steve Wynn. There's one band we haven't gotten to, and that's Rain Parade and their cover of the Dream Syndicate's When You Smile. I absolutely enjoy how they switch this arrangement up. This is very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Great.
Really great.
I think they did such a beautiful musical take on everything. Everything they do is just drenched in atmosphere and soul and heart. And so I was blown away by their version of When You Smile.
That's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And they did. They also, it's the Dream Syndicate is kind of known for being a band that stretches songs out and does long versions. And the fact that their version is twice as long as our version, I thought, well done, lads.
Extra credit for that assignment.
It's a party here at World Cafe. Let's take a listen to a live recording of Rain Parade's cover of When You Smile.
Smile. myself in a minute or two. It seems like the end of the world when you smile. Another little man who was more than bones in our sack. Doesn't take much to hold possibilities back. To lose myself in a minute or two. It seems like the end of the world when you smile. When you smile, I don't know what to do. I lose myself in a minute or two. It seems like the end of the world when you smile. It seems like the end of the world when you smile.
You're listening to World Cafe, a performance of When You Smile, originally performed by the Dream Syndicate and stretched out and made beautiful in a way that only Rain Parade can do. That puts the wraps on our session. But of course, our guests, we have to thank Steve Wynn, Vicki Peterson, Danny Benair, 3x4. The music celebrating the Paisley Underground scene will be available soon. And guys, thank you so much for coming in and let us know the next time when you guys collaborate again, because I would love to spend time with you, talk more about the music, and just hear you guys banter, because it's been a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been. It's been a real blast.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. You got it. This is the World Cafe.